Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Chris Hagan.
Doing
great, Chris. You know, the NBA draft is over. That's what we're talking about today. I wanted to start out, we'll start out with number one, of course, but I wanted to start out with, should we even start out with number one? Is it even worth to talk, like,
I mean, I guess we ought to mention it, but I don't, like, this is the first draft we've had in a couple years where I don't think even a casual NBA fan probably would have heard of this guy before last night.
Do you think we ever hear his name again? Is that too mean? Is that too mean to start out?
I don't know. I mean, Atlanta's one of those spots where, like, there's not going to be a spotlight on it. How do you pronounce his name?
Zachary Richache.
That's how it's, okay, yeah. So I kind of nailed that.
Yeah, you have.
But yeah, like, they already have, like, Trae Young is a spot there. They still have DeJounte. So he's, like, not going to come in and be the focus of attention. He's a bust. Like, it honestly doesn't matter. Like, it would be nice for them. But in terms of, like, the NBA landscape, like, no one's going to care at all.
No.
The Hawks are already irrelevant.
Yeah, they already are. There's not. It's kind of sad. Because Atlanta. Also, I want to sidetrack real quick. Adrian Mask, I see your comment. We'll get to Matas. You mean Bouzelis, right? From the Bulls. So we'll get to him later. But anyways, back to Richache.
Early.
I want to make sure they know. We read the comments. We see him. Richache, Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city. It seems like it should have a basketball culture. It seems like it should have a big basketball presence in the city, and it just doesn't. There's no culture in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about the basketball team. Of course, I know the city has culture. No culture in that basketball locker room. They have Quinn Snyder, so it'll be interesting to see if he's a good coach. They got him a couple years ago. It'll be interesting to see if he's the one who made this decision. I'm guessing he would be, but I don't know. I feel bad for Hawks fans, honestly. That's really it. Like, this is the draft.
I don't feel bad for them because they won the number one pick. Like, they weren't supposed to get it.
Yeah, that's true. They had the 10th.
I mean, I know, like, if there's a year to have it, this is the worst year, but, like, it's still the number one pick.
But I don't know. Like, you could have stayed, like, say they get 10. You could have stayed at 10 and gotten, you could have gotten Dalton Knecht. Devin, I mean, I don't know. Those guys, at least, well, we're going to hear, I mean, I know he's on the Lakers, so we're going to hear Dalton Knecht a lot, but we're going to be hearing, yeah, like, Stephen Castle's name. We're going to be hearing at least something from him, and I don't know if we're going to hear anything out of Atlanta from Richache. He shot 38% from three, so that's not terrible. That's pretty decent for a kid his age. I don't know, he's 19 years old. That's always something. It's like, all these guys, I swear, if they're like, they're under the age of 20, it's like, oh, they got to go the first round. That's how this draft felt.
Like, how could you have any idea how they're going to translate?
Yeah, I know. And he's playing in some league that nobody's heard of in France. I doubt anyone has seen this guy. Actually, like, unless you're a scout or, like, you're really, really into this year's draft, I doubt anyone has seen this guy play. That's a casual NBA fan. That being said, it's time for Wiz Talk. It's going to be a two. Strap in,
about
boys.
Time.
Get your seatbelts on. It's 2 hours full Wizards breakdown. Starting now. We're starting.
Viewers just.
Yeah, it's all. We have a lot of comments going.
People get excited about the draft.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about, we got some Knicks fans saying that they're scary already. Adrian's talking about how the guy he's talking about called out Richache before the draft. Ugh, bad looks for Richache. That's all I gotta say. But he also got number one, so, like, you know, I guess good looks for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Shush.
Back to Wiz Talk. We already got sidetracked. Go ahead, take the reins. Alex Starr is now your shining star in the great city of DC. Talk about the Knicks. We'll get there later.
I think I called him.
Sorry. I'll read the comments.
I think I called him a bust a couple weeks ago, so I'd like to rescind that statement immediately. And I would have done it earlier if we had a podcast, because we've known that they're going to take him for a little while now.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just fully announce that I don't think that he's a bust. I think that he's probably the next great superstar that we've seen. But anyway, I'll go back to the start of the day, which is when they traded Denny Avdija for the 14th pick and then
Brogdon,
a future first rounder and two second rounders.
Yeah, the Wizards love getting second rounders.
And then, yeah, Malcolm Brogdon. Well, honestly, like, pretty impressive haul for Denny.
Good for Denny.
I don't think is that good.
So,
like, we've been doing this dance with Denny, and I think he's fine. Like, he's still only 23, which is unbelievable. So he might not even be in his prime yet, and he had, like, the best year of his career last year. And the Wizards fans, at least the ones on Twitter, just adore this guy and think that he is, like, the next coming. And I just, like, I don't understand why. I've always liked him. I think he's a good player. He's a good two-way player. Like, he was their best defender last year. And he shot the ball a lot better from three. He's still not a great three-point shooter, though. But he's athletic. Like, he kind of started using his body a little more at the rim. But he, like, I don't know how much better he's going to get. And I think where he maxes out is, like, the fourth or fifth guy, maybe coming off the bench on a good roster. Now he's going to Portland, who's not a good roster.
And he's going to be a starter again.
So, like, this year. Right. So if his numbers jump up again this year and, like, people are going to freak out about trading him, I didn't have any problem with it. The other thing that you have to consider is this team is literally, like, 5 years away from even sniffing a playoff spot. They're that far. It's not even close.
Year of 2029, like, baby. Save me a spot.
Yes. It's not like football or, I don't know, I guess baseball takes a while too. But baseball, you can just go out and spend a bunch of money. But football, where, like, you draft the quarterback and then, you know, you hit on back-to-back drafts and sign some guys and all of a sudden you're a contender. Basketball, like, you're drafting guys that are 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd work. Like, Denny was drafted 5 years ago. Yeah. And he's just now kind of coming into his own. So he's kind of hitting his stride as the team has completely blown itself up.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to kind of get
a return,
a nice return for him now, so that you can accelerate the rebuild rather than wasting his prime years. And, like, they just signed him to a pretty team friendly deal. So that increases value, I think. And now he goes to Portland, which, I don't know, I guess is a good spot for them or for him. But yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd kind of rather see him on a team that has a shot to win, because they also suck. So I'm not sure. I didn't have a problem with the trade. I'll say that. That's my stance.
There was a lot of people.
I don't know what Portland is doing exactly, but we're fine with it.
Yeah, a lot of people on Wizards Twitter were very upset. I think you sold high. You know, he could have a stinker of a year next year.
Exactly.
You don't need him. As you said, you're not contending anytime soon. He's 23. He's going to get into his prime in, like, 2 years when everyone else on the team is still 21 years old, 19 years old. And
yeah, Sar's going to be 20 or 21.
Yeah. So, like, they're not going to contend with him. And on Denny's side of it, he has now gotten the greatest title in NBA history, which is former Wizard. A former Wizard has been in the finals every year, I think, ever.
Yeah.
And and now former Wizard is just, like,
this year.
Yeah, it's just like guaranteed championship if you're a former Wizard. So he left DC at the right spot. He's not going to be a champion with Portland, I'll tell you that. Unless they nailed this rebuild, which they might have. They got a lot of good players under 25. But even that, he's not going to be winning for another 3-4 years. So we got a little bit until the Denny the former Wizard title rears his ugly head, but it'll come. It'll come.
He would. You texted me this. Like, he will win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll be a valuable piece on a team that could win a championship.
Oh, if he has this year 14 points
not
a
like
game,
one of the best players,
50% shooting,
just the length and
the defense
threat from the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can throw him at athletic wings and like he holds his own.
Exactly.
That like he can be a 3-and-D guy.
Mhm.
But he can also slash a little bit. So he'll be a valuable piece.
Definitely.
So it's good for him to get out.
Just the former Wizard title. That's all you need.
Yeah.
All right. Let's quickly run through the rest of their draft picks. They got Bub with the 14th pick. Do you know anything about Bub? I didn't really know much about him. I knew he was super young.
He's from Baltimore, which I like.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, St. Francis.
I know he's a shooter though. He'd shoot a lot. He averaged 6.1 threes a game, not making but attempting. Pretty good.
I also know shooter. That he was like 5'9" or 5'8" in high school.
Yeah, another Grossberg guy.
And he grew to 6'1".
Yep.
And then before he played a game at Pitt, he grew to 6'4".
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't even know how to use his body yet.
He's only 18 right now. He'll be 19 in like a month.
Yep.
And
so definitely a project.
Oh yeah.
But
he fits perfectly right next to Blau.
Pretty fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be a fun guy.
And people are talking bad about this draft. I think that they have three starters.
Yeah, so the last guy,
well,
Keyshawn George.
Last year, I don't know about him. Yeah, I don't know about him. Another home run swing.
Is that what? All right, I don't know anything about this guy. 40% three-point shooter.
I didn't either. Yeah, it just seemed like everybody they took. Oh, he's from Switzerland.
Shades of Joe Ingles, this guy. That's what they're saying. Yeah, Joe Ingles.
Like
yeah.
Joe Ingles.
No, it doesn't look like Joe Ingles at all, but shades of Joe Ingles.
I would gladly take that. Oh, I didn't read any of the Bub comparisons.
Oh, I can get you one in a second.
You see any of them? Because I love those.
Yeah, they're great. I want to see, who'd you guys get in the second round? The second round
didn't got anybody in the second round.
Did you trade out? Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
because they traded for George.
Yeah, they traded up for George. I wanted them to take Bronny. I thought it would have been hilarious. Get Bron in DC. All right, let me get the comp for Bub, and then we'll keep going. So while I'm looking that, you're gonna flip something for Brogdon. Probably gonna get rid of Kuzma. Maybe you keep Marvin Bagley because why not? And then there you go, tanks on. Let's go. Cooper Flagg, baby. Come to DC. Beautiful here.
Oh yeah. I was reading about Cooper Flagg last night.
Yeah, yeah, you were.
That would be huge. It's like the next two lotteries are that's the big time.
Yes.
I don't know about the year later, but I know this draft, the next draft has names.
All right.
And
Bub,
if they can just get to the top of one of them.
You're gonna love this Bub comparison. Excited? All right.
Yeah.
Big Lou Williams. Love that.
Lou Williams.
Love that.
That's awesome.
That's a great comp.
So you've given me a hybrid of Chet and Kristaps.
Yeah, of course.
At center.
Yeah.
You've given me Big Lou Williams at guard and then Joe Ingles. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good draft right there.
That's a good squad.
Yeah, that's a good squad. I like the Wizards draft. I like what they did.
Flag and they could win some ball games.
And they're winning some ball games. before we move on from the Wizards talk, because we're only on pick two, do you think it's weird that Alex Sarr just never even worked out for Atlanta?
I don't think it's weird. Like when you think about it, the fit with Washington makes a lot more sense because he's so young and he's such a project.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of time to see if this works and to try to develop him. And I think he looked at the Hawks roster and was like, I'm not going to see playing time right away.
Or
he's like, I'm just not even going to show him what I got. I'm going to basically force my way to Washington.
Is this the first athlete to force their way to Washington?
I might have to think about that, but probably.
Love it. I love it. Hey, he wants to be here.
For basketball, yes.
Hey, he wants to be here. That's what I always said about South Carolina recruits. We want the guys who want to be here. So
that's right.
Love it. Let's keep this train rolling.
Worry a little bit that he just wants that former Wizards tag. That'll play out for
What if like all the top picks are like, I'm only working out for the Wizards, so I can spend my first. Yeah. It's like the G League. It's like I can spend my first 5 years here, and then I'll go win a championship. All right, but it's looking up for the Wizards. It's looking up. It's not in purgatory. We've been leaving all the drafts. Thinking that it's been in purgatory, and we're not in purgatory anymore. We're bad.
People have to understand, though, that they're going to be bad for many more years.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to make a couple good draft picks and be good all of a sudden. They will literally not be good until probably 2030. And that's if it works.
Summer of 2029.
So.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
That's the Wizards slogan right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's the next two lotteries are big. Because they're going to be hot ass.
Yes.
You could argue they're worse already than they were last year.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to trade Kuzma.
Kuzma probably at the deadline, hopefully. And the Kings have been, like, salivating over Kuzma for, like, 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. It's so weird.
Give us an offer.
I know.
Sixers could use him. I read that.
Yep.
He's on a decent contract, honestly. I think that's why they signed it. They're like, you can control him. And he's actually making less money next year than he will this year.
It's pretty nice. Pretty good deal for the Zards.
So, saying, Philly.
It's looking good, Michael Ringer, right?
Player.
Michael Ringer, that's the...
Michael Ringer? Michael Rubin?
Rubin. Isn't that the GM?
Maury's the GM. Rubin's the, like, co-owner.
Oh, okay.
All right. Josh Harris. Hey, there we go. We've got the inner city connection.
Yeah. Just
Magic Johnson
just
on
walk,
the phone.
Yeah, just walk him to the office. Yeah, exactly. Just walk into the office. All right. Let's keep going. Enough Wiz talk. We'll have plenty more Wiz talks ahead of us. Bright future. All right.
Until the season starts.
Well, and it's funny. Us doing this Wiz talk is the most content, even though it's out of my own mouth, that I've heard out of the Wizards ever since the draft. And they actually did stuff, so.
Yeah. No, it's nice to actually, like, be doing
the right things. Yeah.
Who knows if it'll work out or not, but they're putting themselves in, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross, my bad.
They're putting themselves in a position where the odds are in their favor of this rebuild working out. That's what I'll say.
Yep. All right. Time for Reed Shepard. I mean, the fact that he went, no one would have thought at the beginning of the year he would have been the first NCAA player drafted in this draft. I thought that was pretty cool that he got up there. I mean, he's a lot like Fred VanVleet, who they already have. He's a dog, though. I think, I don't know how he'll play. There's a lot of guys on this team. But whenever he gets in there, they got themselves a dog. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I said when we first started doing the draft that I kind of wanted Reed Shepard because I think I'm just infatuated with guys that can shoot the hell out of the basketball. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. So, like, you never know. He could just be Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like, not to get too crazy, but you can't go wrong. At least as a fan, like, when your team picks a guy like that, especially that you watched in college, like, you can't be upset about that.
No, not at all. I think that he gets 2.5 steals a game. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's incredible. He doesn't pass the ball as much as I thought he would, or at least get assists as much as I thought he would. But is he 50% 3-point shooter? 12.5 points a game in college, 69% true shooting. It's like that's the type of guys you want to get. Just yeah. Bucket getters.
Just lights out. Yeah.
And
I feel like so many of these guys in the draft are like, they're really like a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
The perimeter, like not good. All the French dudes, like mm-hmm. just can't shoot.
Yeah.
And then you have this guy who like, that's just his MO is he shoots the basketball.
Well, and you're getting him from Kentucky. So, you know, he's like from a professional program. Like it's not a professional program.
No, yeah. They churn out NBA players.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're getting a guy who has been coached the right way. Him and Dillingham, who we'll get to later. Just, you know, you're getting some good guys there. And I think I said this before the draft. If I was in charge of any teams in this draft, I would just get guys that I know are good. You know? And I guess if you're the Wizards, it's a little different. Like, you can take the project. You're up that high. He's that young. You know, you have room to work with. But it seems like the Rockets want to compete relatively soon. And I don't know what the hell they're competing for, because they're not going to win a championship. But they're going to try to compete in some sort of way. And they have a lot of young pieces. So if you do, I think you do everything you can to make sure Shepard's not the one in trade talks. And I would send the farm for someone. At least just try to get a veteran that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all those guys aren't going to be able to play. And last year when Sengun got injured, it looked like Jalen Green was way better than he was before. So you gotta level out what guys you're going to keep and what guys you're not. And he's a guy you're going to want. Like, a lot of people were talking about trading this pick. You can't trade this pick. You got to take the guy. You got to take Reed Shepard. I think same thing here with Stephen Castle going to UConn or going to San Antonio. You get a guy who's a professional. Maybe he can't shoot the ball as well as you'd want him to, but if you're going to
shoot like 28%
from three, yeah, not great. But he has the defense that you want. He has the attitude that you want. And when you pair him with a guy who wants to be a point guard, to play with Victor Wembanyama, then those assist numbers are going to go up. Eventually the 3-point shooting will go up, and just having a guy that can play good defense and pass the ball to Wemby is what you're looking for. And that's what they got.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, you're right. Like, professional guy,
mm-hmm.
and a guy from this UConn team that was an absolute juggernaut, like arguably the best player on that team. I don't know how you could feel bad about that. And all we've talked about with the Spurs this past year is like how desperately they've needed a point guard
mm-hmm.
just to freaking get the ball to Wemby.
And it's because funny.
He's literally unguardable and he's always open. You just need somebody to get it to him.
Yeah.
And if he can turn into that, then they nailed this pick.
If he can throw an inbound pass correctly, they nailed the pick.
Yep.
I got this. So this one I'm looking at, it says Shades of Andre Iguodala. Love that. You know, he's not point guard, nice. But would want that. All right. Let's keep this train rolling. All right. Ron Holland. I think Ron Holland going to the Detroit Pistons at number 5. It's a true test to not their new head coach, because they don't have one yet, but their new shooting coach. They hired a shooting coach from the New Orleans. It's all like the buzz.
Worker.
Yeah, it's like all the buzz. So he was working on in New Orleans. He helped out Trey Murphy's shot. He helped out a bunch of other players on that team's shot. And now they signed him to the Detroit Pistons, who currently have a bunch of young players who can't shoot. So it's a perfect match. It's a perfect match. It's funny that they hired a shooting coach before their head coach. I think it's smart. Like, I mean, if you want the shooting coach, you know, go get the shooting coach.
I guess, yeah. Well, they just hire him to be the head coach.
I don't know. That's what I thought.
All right, boys, shooting the basketball.
What if he was like, nah.
I don't know.
What if he was like, all I'm really good at is just shooting, man. Like, I don't know how to do plays. It's like, hey, do you want to be the head coach? Like, nah, I would rather just be the shooting coach. Don't give me that pressure. But Ron Holland is one of those guys. He was a number one projected out of high school. He went for the G League Ignite. Everyone on that team sucked to the point where they collapsed the team. So that if that gives you a sign, then hopefully he'll be better in the NBA. And, I mean, it, besides the shooting, like, this guy doesn't have a lot that's wrong with him.
He's been, like, one of the most polarizing prospects, I think. Because one of the first draft guides that he read, or that I read, he was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other ones, he was like 8 or 9. And then he ends up going 5th. But like a year ago, wasn't he the top prospect in this draft?
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's just a lot there. Like, he wasn't super impressive in his time with Ignite. And obviously, like, the shooting woes is a serious issue. But you're right. Like, other than that, he might be the most talented player in the draft. So I don't know. It's another one where it works out. They look like geniuses because it's like, oh, the best player in the draft, number 5. If it doesn't, then they're idiots. Why would they take another guy who can't shoot when Cade Cunningham is surrounded by guys who are just bricks?
Yeah. So, it's a very Detroit pick.
We'll see what this magician can do with
it. Yeah. Yeah. It's
maybe not the smartest pick by them because they're such a disaster.
It's so funny, like, you're kind of putting a lot of pressure on the shooting coach. The fact that that story's out, and like, and it's funny because you, I'm more like, I think you would admit I'm more into the NBA than you are. So the fact that you even knew about that story completely shocks me. So that means everyone knows about this story, and that, like, there's a lot of pressure on this guy.
When it's not just Holland, it's like the rest of the team.
Yeah, it's the whole team. No, it's the whole team. Not the rest of the team. It's the whole team.
It's like in baseball, if you just bring in like a new hitting coach and you're like, all right,
time to hit.
Fix him up.
Yeah, time to hit.
They all suck. I mean, if he can get like one or two of them, get better.
Yeah, that's all they need, right? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I want this guy in Washington.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about him when we did a little bit of pre right after the finals. You were like, you know, I wouldn't mind Ron Holland, like, even though.
Oh, I meant the shooting coach.
Oh, the shooting coach.
Yeah, I would take Ron Holland too.
Yeah,
I'd rather have Sar, but
let me.
I'm sorry to anybody.
Let me take you back a year to when the number one prospect out of high school went 45 in the draft, Mr. G.G. Jackson.
G.G.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know what happened with G.G. Jackson? They couldn't get him. They couldn't keep him off the court. So hopefully Detroit gets a similar pick here. All right, the Hornets. I apologize, Hornets fans. I have no clue who this is. No idea. Like,
I didn't recognize it.
Absolutely no clue. He got 9 points a game in France.
Another French guy.
Yep, 9 points a game, 31% shooting. Got shades of Aaron Gordon and Chandler Parsons. I mean, Aaron Gordon's all right, but you don't want Chandler Parsons. The thing that I'm reading here, it's like, oh, you know, they lost PJ Washington, so this is a guy that can fill that role. They weren't good with PJ Washington. Like, they know that, right? It's not like P.J. Washington's their missing piece. They traded the guy. He sucked. He didn't suck, but their team sucked. I don't know. Apparently, he's really good at defense. You know it's bad when one of the traits that they have is positional versatility and hustle.
Hustle, that's bad.
Hustle's bad. It's off-ball defense, positional versatility, and hustle. Those are the traits that he got. Also, if anyone's curious, I'm using the Ringer NBA draft guide for
I was just on ESPN and they're pretty vanilla.
No, yeah, they don't do anything on that one. All right, so we're moving on. Like, I'm sorry, Hornets fans. Aaron, if you're listening, I know he was
I would love to hear his opinion.
We'll
I would actually love to get him on soon.
We'll definitely get him on, but after all the free agency stuff, we'll get him on. But he texted, we have a bet.
He was a wreck after they took Brandon Miller, too.
He was a big scoop guy. And he texted in our basketball group chat when the pick happened. He was like, the fuck are we doing? And like, I never hear him say that. Like, he always like spins it into some way where it fits better or something. And he was just like, I have no clue what they're doing. So tough look, because he's big. He's Charlotte's biggest supporter. That's a tough look.
Yep.
All right, we're on to number seven. We're 30 minutes in. We're on to number
seven. Round one grades.
Yeah, I'm on the round one grades. Yeah.
What you're looking at? Okay. Also, before we move on, what's the deal with all the French guys?
What's the deal with
it's
all the French guys?
Getting a little bit out of hand, isn't it?
George, what's going on with all these French guys? No. So this was a historic first round for the French. They had how many picked? They had like five.
There were three in the top six.
Yeah, three in the top six.
I don't know how many there were total.
I think there was five total. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's a French invasion.
Like, can we just take it? Can we just take it a little easy on the French guys? I don't know. It's just too much.
I think it was four first round French guys. More than any college, more than any other country. Well, I guess besides probably the United States, but
probably
yeah. Interesting for the. I mean, good for the French. Like, I mean, I guess your basketball's up there. But before, is this like a Wemby effect? Like this before Wemby, no one from the French league was getting drafted. Maybe not no one. That's, you know.
Yeah, except like Tony Parker.
Yeah, and like Nick Batum.
Frank, what's his name?
Yeah, Ntilikina.
And the Knicks.
But they would go.
Killian Hayes, I think, is French.
Yes, Killian Hayes is French. He was also a sixth pick. Yeah,
it
but
sucks.
It's he got cut from the French national team. Do you see that?
I am curious how this, like, they're going to have some freaking length on this. Like, all these dudes do, apparently, is play off-ball defense.
Yeah.
Like, none of them can shoot. They're very versatile, though. You're going to have Wemby running around with just a bunch of twigs.
The French team's going to be...
I guess he is the twig.
Yeah, the French team's going to be must-watch TV, low-key. Now that you say that, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like... They're all going to play positionless basketball, too. There's not going to be a point guard. The point guard's going to be, like, 6'8". And he's going to be pass... He's going to pass perfectly, though. And they're probably going to dominate. All right. Let's keep going. Klingon falls all the way to seven. He goes to the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild. There was talks beforehand that he might go one with the Hawks. I never thought that was a real possibility, but I did think he wouldn't make it past the Hornets or the Pistons, whether it was them picking it or a team trading up. And, I mean, Portland got a steal. I think he's going to be a great defender. That's gonna transfer immediately over. It'll be interesting to see what they do now. They have Robert Williams, DeAndre Ayton, and Klingon. So Klingon might be coming off the bench. Maybe they move one of the two. I'm guessing they move one of the two. But Klingon's a guy that you want on your team. Not only just his playmaking, but his attitude. A two-time national champ. That's what you just got to put down there. Two-time national champ, and was a boss throughout all of it.
Yeah. Most intimidating player on the floor on that UConn team. And he's got a little bit of crazy in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Maybe it's like just the Hurley effect, but like, you just look at him and he kind of looks like he's rabid, which isn't a compliment, but...
No, it's, I mean, on the basketball court.
At the same
time. On the basketball court, it definitely is.
But yeah, he's got dog in him.
I love this pick, but I'm more intrigued of what they do with their roster afterwards. See how they fit him.
I wasn't thinking about the logjam they have at big man.
Yeah, they got. I mean, because everyone forget Robert Williams didn't even play a game for them last year. So, or maybe he did and he got injured. But he got injured really early. Was out the rest of the season. But it's funny, like 7'2". 20 years old, I feel like if this kid was French, he'd go number one.
Oh yeah, if he averaged 9 points a game and shot 30% from three.
That's the thing. It's like because he doesn't shoot from three, like he's getting punished. Like, what, do you want him to shoot from three? It's like all the French guys, I'll just pull up from anywhere. It's like, oh, well, at least they shoot 30% from three. Like, all right, cool.
We can work on him.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, exactly.
All right, apparently, he shot in high school.
Klan?
So it says.
Well, he didn't need. No.
They traded for defensive ace Denny Opt.
Nice. Yeah, I see that. Perimeter defensive ace. I absolutely love this pick. I think Memphis got affected the most by this pick. We'll get to them in one pick. So Minnesota, they trade up with to 8 to get Robert Dillingham. Rob. I don't know why I said Robert.
Rob Dill.
Yeah, Rob Dill. Just a great addition to the team. Like, exactly what you need.
Just like the difference in excitement between drafting freaking Kid Jane Saloon from France and Rob Dill 2 picks later. Like, if I'm a Hornets fan, I'd be losing my mind.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it doesn't work out that way. But the easiest pick to, like, go down with the ship is a guy like Rob Dill. Like, Reed Shepard, same way. Or, like, Klingon. But, like, this dude, we all watched him. We're like, this guy's amazing.
Yeah. We said it all year. This is what I don't understand. We say it all year. We watch him all year. And then there's some French guy who's just okay, and they take him instead.
Are we dumb, or are, like, has the draft been overcomplicated?
I was talking about this earlier. I think the draft is just becoming, like, this, like, it's becoming, like, a meta, like, it's like, don't take any older guys. They all have to be super young. They have to, like, be super versatile in their positions. And if they're from a different country, then let's skyrocket them on our board. And it's funny, like, it's not.
They're stealing our jobs.
The damn foreigners coming in and taking our NBA jobs. It's the working man job. Anyways, they, people are going to be hearing enough of that tonight, so we don't need to be even joking.
Oh, is there a debate tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's in an hour. Anyways, Dillingham is a perfect fit for Minnesota. Every time that they lost offense in the playoffs and got stagnant, Dillingham would be in here keeping the offense upbeat, keeping the momentum going, the movement going, and the kid can score. Like, the kid, he's a bucket getter, as it says here. So, I mean, why not pair him up with Anthony Edwards? Like, this is the type of moves where it's like, in like 5 years, when we're like, oh, how did we let Minnesota get Robert Dillingham or Rob Dillingham? And it's like, well, because 5 French guys were taken before him. And and it's funny, Minnesota, they gave up a 2031 first round pick to move up. And it sounds like a long time, but this is.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
I thought it was weird too. But Anthony Edwards will only be 29 years old. And yeah, he's only going to be 29 years old. Hopefully still on the team if they play their cards right. So they should be hopefully competing for, they shouldn't be in the lottery. That shouldn't be a lottery pick. It's not like a Suns 31 pick, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep this train going. Zach Edey, is this going to be the most talked about pick of the draft? Besides maybe Bronny.
He'll be talked about more than number one, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll be talked about more than number one. I think there's going to be a huge target on this guy's back, where the media, like, if he sucks, like, at all, it's going to be like, what a terrible pick. What a bust. Bust. I don't know why. I really don't know why Memphis did this. I like Zach Edey as a player.
People hate Zach Edey.
Yes, people do hate Zach Edey. I think like Zach Edey's gonna be a fine NBA player. I think he'll be solid, but this is not the right team for him. This is a team that should be wanted to be like the Pacers, and they just got a guy who does the exact opposite of that. This is a team who should want Ja Morant dunking the basketball every possession, and this is a guy who clogs the lane.
He's not gonna be able to spread out at all.
No, he's not going to spread the floor.
When they're in the playoffs and he's on the floor, he's going to get Gobert.
Yes, he's going to get majorly.
They're going to target him.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to stretch him out, and he's not going to be able to.
It's nice. It's nice that they have.
Like, I think he can be impactful.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I think he'll be impactful, especially on defense. His passing was great last year compared to the year before. Of course, rebounding is going to be very important for him. And I guess Jaren Jackson's a good fit next to him. Like, he can spread the floor, so like he can guard centers too. So that's not a terrible fit. But and he's going to be on the bench in playoff games. Like, let's not lie. He's going to be on. Yeah, he's not going to play in the last 5 minutes of any playoff game, probably his whole career. But
probably not. Yeah.
But
they're okay with that, though, I guess.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. But the one thing with him is he can make his free throws. It's not going to be Hack-a-Shaq out there.
Yeah.
So if he's out there, you know, you have a great defender who no one's going to want to foul, and a guy who's going to get a shit ton of rebounds and just going to be able to dunk on people. He's just going to be able to dunk on people. So, I mean, I guess it's a fine pick. Felt like he could have gotten him later. Felt like they were just they saw Kling and go, and they were like,
yes.
Crap, we need a center. And they took Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, and there wasn't really anybody up there that would have made more sense. The next guy was fully aware from Indiana. So
yeah.
Not sure. I wouldn't hate it.
No, I wouldn't hate on it.
Our Grizzlies fan.
I'd be confused, but I wouldn't hate on it.
Yeah.
Alright, the Jazz. Let's start doing some of these second picks too. All right, the Jazz, they got Cody Williams, they got Isaiah Collier out of USC, and then today they got Kyle Filipowski out of Duke. They just went, they did what we were doing, Chris. They were like, these guys were good in college. Let's just take them. And I think I don't know how Cody Williams would be. If he does well, if he can transfer to be like his brother, he's going to be a great pick. I don't know if he's like his brother at all, really. But they got the pedigree. They got a guy who should be a solid role player for them. I like their point guard though. I like Isaiah Collier. They needed a point guard to play next to Keontae George, and they got a young team now. Again, they got a young team. And then they got Filipowski, who is basically, you just got a replacement for who's on their team right now. Lauri Markkanen. You got a replacement for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in trade rumors with him. I don't know if that's ever going to go anywhere, but I think a lot of teams will want Lauri Markkanen. I don't see why not. And now you have, now you have an opportunity to have some guy to slide right in when he's eventually gone. So I like their draft a lot, too.
Yeah, I was definitely on board with everything that they did. Where was Kyle drafted?
Kyle was drafted second round. 32. The Jazz.
Gotcha, yeah. Oh, and Collier, 29.
Yeah, Collier. Yeah,
I mean, they got great grades for it. I don't know a ton about... I Cody Williams, like, he was a college player, but also not one that got that much attention, I feel like.
No, same thing with his other Colorado teammate, DeSilva, whatever the hell that guy's name is.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't on TV a lot. They didn't make it far in March Madness. But I don't know. This might sound dumb. Might be a dumb statement. But like, if your brother's in the NBA and you're a basketball player, like, I don't know, I'll take that bet. Especially if your brother's a good NBA player.
No, I agree.
And you're like,
he's a good player.
Yeah, like, and you're like 2 years apart. Like, why not take that bet, right?
Yeah, and it didn't take him long to develop either.
No, it took him about a year.
Yeah,
I like what the Bulls did. They got Bruselas, who our guy Adrian said right at the beginning. He said, I'm telling you right now, Montez Bucelis is going to be an absolute steal of the draft. More athletic, Franz Wagner. He shot well in high school, and form looks smooth. He said, base looks good, too. He just needs to add muscle. So this guy did a full scouting report on him. Love it. Thank you, Adrian. And I like the comparison. I think he's right. Another guy who got affected by the G League Ignite's terrible team, all of his percentages went down, all of his stuff went down. He was another guy that was at one point projected number one in this process. Mm. So getting him at 11 seems like a steal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know much about this guy. Shades of Franz Wagner, I can see it. Like, just looking at him, he looks like Franz Wagner.
Yeah.
Another dreadful three-point percentage. Yeah, I mean, out of the guys that were there, I definitely don't hate this for them.
I like how he's from Chicago, like, too.
There is a lot of potential. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And it says here he's a trash talker. And our guy Adrian said that, too. He was talking trash about Richache.
He's the guy who called out. Yeah.
So I like it. I like the dog mentality.
Yeah, I like that, too.
All right. OKC, we're only at 12. Jesus. I wish I could see Bo.
Yeah, we got running through these.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the second round.
I mean, I guess, like, we're running out of takes.
Yeah, soon. Don't worry. Soon we're going to be able to skip through a lot of these guys because we don't know anything about them. But I want to get to some, like, the guys I actually know some stuff about. Nikola Topic, real quick, because he won't play this year. He's going to be a guy that I think is going to be pretty good. And no one's going to talk about him for, like, 2 years because he has an ACL injury and won't play this year.
Yep.
And it'll be, like, probably 3 years from now, he'll be doing something on OKC, and they'll be a great team because they have a great young team right now. And they'll be like, how did we let this guy go to 12? And he'll be like, well,
yep,
all those French guys. All right, Devin Carter.
Damn Frenchman.
Devin Carter goes to the Kings.
I like Nikola Topic, actually. I kind of wanted him on the Wizards. I didn't realize he's going to miss a whole season, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he partially torn ACL.
Yeah.
Devin Carter, older player, played 3 years? 2 years at Providence, 1 year at South Carolina. Of course, I love this pick. He was player of the year for the Big East, which is considered one of the best basketball conferences in college basketball. He got 19 points a game, 8 rebounds, great defender. It's funny, though. I don't really like the Kings fit. Like, I think in his trajectory is like a Malik Monk. But they already got Malik mm-hmm. Monk there. Probably a better defender, Malik Monk. And I don't know. I guess they had Davion Mitchell, which was also kind of like a... I guess Davion Mitchell was more focused on defense instead of scoring. But anyways, yeah. I feel like he's in a guard-heavy system here. I would have liked him to go to, like, the Spurs or any other team that wanted a point guard. And he'll probably be on the bench.
They're in a weird spot.
They are in a weird
spot. Yeah, he definitely will be.
Yeah, he'll be coming up
the bench. They kind of don't really have any holes necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they also don't have anyone that's, like, blowing you out of the water. So,
yeah, they
know what you do here.
They're competitive, and I think this is going to be a guy who will come off the bench, as we said, but who's going to play right away. He's going to be 23. He's 22 right now. He's going to play. He's going to be, if they make it to the playoffs, I'm sure he'll play some playoff minutes. And I think this guy... I feel like he could be a real contributor right away, but you're right. The Kings don't have they're contending, but they're contending for the playoffs, not the championship.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And
that's why they're picking 13.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think this is a guy that'll help them get over the hump, though. Eventually, yep. if they ever do. All right. We already talked about Bub. Kelly Ware to the Heat. The Heat got another center after extending on the same day their franchise center.
Who's their backup center?
It was Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a good upgrade. I guess it's a good upgrade. This guy, I didn't know he shot 42%
from three. Doesn't really shoot, though.
It's 1.3 a game. Yeah, 1.3 attempts. So he shoots it one time a game, okay. And he makes one. Yeah, like, I was gonna say, like,
I don't really remember him shooting much at Indiana.
It seems like he's gonna be
maybe they'll develop that.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, he's not French though, so who knows if he'll develop it. 9.9 rebounds a game.
He's like freaky athletic though.
2 blocks a game, pretty good. Yeah, his athleticism is great. He's a lob threat.
7'5" wingspan.
A lot like Derek Lively last year, I would say.
He kind of reminds me of him, yeah.
But he's not going to the Mavericks where it's like, remember last year we were like, oh, like Derek Lively's going to be, like, we actually called it. We were like, he's going to be great for the Mavericks. Like, he's a perfect lob threat.
Because of Luka.
Yeah, exactly, because of Luka. But I don't know. I guess good depth piece. The next two picks are the last ones we'll probably, yeah, they're the last ones we're going to stay on for a little bit. And they're my favorite two picks in the draft. Like, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Oh, yeah. I think Jared McCain's going to be a baller in the NBA. I think he just has the attitude. He has the work ethic. He was a great college player in the latter half of his season. Mm-hmm. Great for them in March Madness. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a good fit. Like, they need guys that can play off of Maxey and Embiid, and he, if it worked out, that's exactly how he fits in, as a dude who can just score, like, outside of them when they need that other option.
Yeah, and he's like sneakily a good defender too. He's always hustling back. He's the first guy on defense type of guy. I think it's funny too. His assist numbers are going to go up. He'll average like 4 or 5 in the NBA. But I think he's going to be, I don't know if he'll be ready to go right away, but I think he's going to be a valuable Sixer later in his career. And they have
comparison is great.
Oh yeah, somewhere Bates between
of somewhere between Steph and Seth. Which is awesome. I loved Seth Curry when he was on the Sixers.
Yeah, he was a perfect fit next to Embiid. So even if he's the floor there, it's a perfect point guard for him. Don't connect. This was the other pick. It was too obvious to not. Like, the fact that he fell all the way here, it was the perfect fit. He's the most ready-to-go player in the draft in general. He's 23 years old.
Scoring-wise,
yeah.
Kind of Swiss cheese on defense.
Yeah, that's true. But it's always...
I like connect, though. I didn't...
Yeah. It's always get shooters next to LeBron. Get shooters next to LeBron. Get shooters next to LeBron. And you know what they haven't had for like the past 3 years? Shooters next to LeBron. And now they have a real three-point threat, a real scorer, and not only just three-point. Like, what I like about him is that he's not just three-point shooting. Like, some of these college guys where they score a bunch of big numbers, it's like all they do is shoot three-pointers. Like, this guy will go hard to the rim. He's used to a team with no help.
Those last couple of tournament games that they were in, it was like...
Oh, it was just him.
They would get in a cold stretch, he was taking every single shot.
Yeah. So, and man, you put him next to... Like, he's just going to get the perfect passes for three-point opportunities next to LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
So, when you
saw... Also, like, when LeBron and AD are off the floor, like, he's going to be a guy that can carry that offense for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And... I loved, you were watching the draft, right? Because at this point, I turned it on. I wasn't, I turned it on. I was watching some show beforehand because my parents just got back. And I turned it on right at Jared McCain got picked. And they showed the war room for the Lakers before the pick got announced. And they're all like clapping and like hugging each other. And it makes sense because they just got the best guy in the draft. 17. Maybe that's not true. But you have an elite scorer that can play right away. And if you're going to take a draft pick and you have LeBron on your team and he's not LeBron James' kid, then you want a kid that can start right away. And that's what they got.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with him, like why he fell so hard. You were talking earlier about how we just want all the 17 and 18 year olds that we can get. Because a guy like that is probably not going to get much better. Mm-hmm. But they don't care about that at all. Like, they need somebody who can come into play right now.
Not get much better. I mean, I take 21.7 points a game. Sounds great.
Yeah, I know. I would too.
And it's funny.
And then he goes, Edie, it's like, I'll take 25 and 16.
Yeah, yeah. The funny thing, too, is this is like a makeup pick, it feels like, for last year, because they passed on Jaime Jaquez.
Mm.
And yeah. he would have been the Dalton Connect of whatever Dalton Connect's going to do. He would have been not the scoring wise, but the rookie who comes in, and he did it for the Heat. So whatever, Dalton's going to do this for the Lakers. That's basically what I'm trying to say here. And
everybody's going to be impressed with him. Because I like him a lot. And he's just like, he's an electric player.
Yeah. And I mean, we're going to be seeing him on TV like every week. So it's going to be fun.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's keep this train rolling. Tristan Da Silva went to the Magic. I don't know anything about him. Baylor guy.
He's 23. Whoa.
He's 23?
Yeah.
39% from three, though? I'll take that. The Raptors got a guy who is compared to KCP, so I'm sure they take that. Cleveland, I mean, these guys are just guys. Like they're just guys. I don't know anything about these guys.
I was not watching at this point.
No, I still had it on for some reason. Deron Holmes, only interesting.
Well, you love ever.
This
is, you live for the draft.
Yeah, I just sitting here. Yeah. Crazy story about the draft. Deron Holmes told all other teams not to work out with him. Because I'm guessing that what I heard is that the Nuggets gave him a promise on when they worked out with him. They're like, we're just going to take you. So, they traded up to move up and get him. So that's their guy. Hopefully a backup center that can, I guess, play when Jokic isn't on there. We do have to stop here, though, real quick. The Hawks drafted a guy from Australia, or not the Hawks, the Bucks drafted a guy from Australia who scored 2.9 points a game and shot 27 from three. What are we doing here, fellas? Like, am I missing something? He has shades of Nick Young. Nick Young.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. This... I don't know about this one.
So apparently, I'm reading here. Apparently, Johnson was a top 30 recruit who was going to go to Texas but decommitted to play in Australia.
30 isn't even that high.
I know. Great athleticism. Give him some upside on ball hound and defensive efforts, bro.
He only has one skill, which is ball hand.
Yeah, that's bad. The last sentence of this says,
guard who can get whatever he wants using his dribble.
This last sentence, I think, is how we need to get him on Giannis's diet and let's circle back in a few years. I think that's how we just got to look at it. All right, the Knicks talk. We made it. Big task.
Apparently Stephen A was not happy, and I saw that, and I was like, why did they even care?
What wasn't he happy about?
Much bigger fish to fry? You just, yeah.
Yeah, why? Who cares?
Freaking traded for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about.
By the way, I completely forgot went to Villanova.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I saw like, no, I knew it, but I forgot, and I saw it like trendy, like Nova Knicks, and I was like, why are we talking? Like, we knew that all these guys went to Villanova, and then I like, it took me so long to put the pieces together. I was like, holy shit, like Bridges also went to Villanova.
So. Yeah, I don't care at all about Pianco that did. So let's just talk about
Stephen A was not happy. I know that.
Who did he want? I mean, I guess Terrence. All right. Anywho. Knicks.
You wanted Bale.
Yeah, that's who he wanted?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I wrote the name out there. He looks like a dork.
Hey.
Does shoot the lights out of the ball.
Yeah, he shoots the lights out.
I remember watching him at the tournament. He can shoot.
All right, wait. Let's Knicks talk. So they trade five first-round picks. They finally do it, and they get Mikal Bridges. I almost said Miles Bridges. Mikal Bridges. And now the Nova Knicks are formed. They also re-signed Ananobi, So the squads,
huge deal.
They gave him 200 and
a lot of money.
70, was it 17 or 70 million? I'm looking at it right now. $212 million. Whew!
Mm.
Man, for a guy who only plays 40 games a year. Mm. Man. all right, let's do it. The Knicks talk. I mean, are Knicks going to the finals? Is this it? Is this what we're doing here?
They needed something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely needed something like this because that was the best that team was going to do.
Yes.
I guess the best that they could have done was win game 7 and then get swept.
Yep.
So even though they were the 2 seed, that was, I'm not going to say fraudulent, but there's a lot going on in the East. They got hot and that was it. Like, that was the dream season with that core. Now you add in another dude to this team. You get Randall back. Now you're making some noise, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, Brunson has established himself. I don't know how Randall's going to fit back in now that you also have Bridges. Not saying you can't play them together, but just in terms of, like, who's the second option?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Bridges, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Bridges.
Oh. Be interesting to see how Randall fits into that third option, I guess. And now I guess you'll have to have from DiVincenzo, one of those guys coming off the bench.
Yeah. So one of...
You can't play those five. I guess you could play small and you could have Randall at the five.
Mm-hmm.
Or just four.
They still have Mitchell.
Yeah. And Hardenside's a free agent, right?
Yeah, they're not going to have the money to get him. There's no way.
Yeah. So you'll be bringing in a different backup center, I guess. Mitchell's got to stay healthy.
Yes.
That'll be a big thing.
Yeah.
It just never happened. At least in the playoffs, you got to be healthy.
Yep.
They're not going to have another good option. But I like this squad. I don't know. If everything goes right, possible if they could give Boston a run for their money.
I mean, they...
Everything's got to go right.
They're missing... Like, everyone was saying, like, this is the... they're trying to beat the Celtics. You know, yeah, that's all I've been hearing. Ah, yeah, this is to beat the Celtics. Beat the Celtics. They're missing... And I guess they have some of the defense with Hart, OG... And I guess Bridges is a decent defender. I think the only thing they're missing is 2 inches of Jalen Brunson. I think that's it. Like, if he was 6'4" and could guard a little bit better,
yeah,
then I think that's probably the key. I mean, I don't know. You have to see if they all stay healthy. I mean, a lot has to break through. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they do with the rest of their roster. Maybe you trade Randall. Maybe that's how you get your backup center. It seems like he's the most expendable one. I mean, everyone wanted him gone anyways. And there's definitely, I mean, they're definitely better. It's not sugarcoated. They're definitely better. They didn't give up too much. I don't think, like, 4 first round picks, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Who cares? And I like, I said that, and one of my buddies was like, oh, well, you're a Celtics fan. Like, you should know that the draft picks matter and that they care. And I was like, not when you have a good team. When you're trading for 35-year-old superstars.
Or back home diets that you can't draft.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you like, the New York Knicks know, no matter what, after this McHale trade, we're not going to be in the lottery. Like, we're just not going to be in the lottery. We weren't in the lottery last year. We were the 2 seed. And we're not going to be in it this year. So I think it makes perfect sense. I think you try to see what you can get for Randall, if there's anything out there.
Really? You would try to trade him?
Yeah, I'd try to get rid of him.
Like, I feel like at least see how it works.
Yeah, ship his ass somewhere. That's where you get your backup center.
Do you remember how good he was 2 years ago?
Yeah, remember how bad he was in the playoffs?
Like, he... Okay, yes. But, like, he was the one who kind of ignited this whole Knicks are back thing.
I know. He did his service. Ship him off somewhere else. Have fun in Sacramento, buddy.
I think he's... That would be perfect. Another just, like...
Just another
kid, like, yeah, not just, really yeah. a superstar, but he's a pretty good player.
Yeah. Barely an all-star.
Yeah, that'd be a perfect fit. But, like, what do you want? Like, what are you going to get back for him?
Backup center.
I think you let him. You're trading Randall for a backup center.
Yeah, get some draft capital.
What do you want, more picks?
Yeah, just get some draft capital back or something.
You said how draft capital doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, neither does Randall. I
think you're wrong. I believe in Julius Randle.
I think he
might thrive in his role of like everyone wants him gone, and now he's like he doesn't have all the pressure on him. Maybe he can cool off a little bit, glide into that third role, have a resurgence.
Randle doesn't seem like the guy who's okay with taking less shots, right? Like, you could just see him on the bench, like, moping.
Like, once he got a taste of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, now he's a 20. Like, if he doesn't score 21 points a game, is he going to be upset? Like, if he scores 16 and it's because he's the third option?
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't even think about
that.
Give
him the benefit of that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say he's fine with it. Then, yes, okay, I could see that. I just, they don't want to get into too many mouths to feed. And I think if anyone's demanding more shots, and that person demanding it is Randall, he's probably out of here.
But think about, like Brunson was taking 40 freaking shots a game. Like, who's going to be upset that they're not taking as many shots? Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo?
Yeah, they won't care.
Do you think those guys care?
No.
They don't care at all.
No. What about OG?
I'm sure Brunson could use, like OG cares either.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I would,
Like, DiVincenzo and Hart are good players. They're bench guys.
Yeah, they're gonna be bench guys. I think they're gonna be great bench guys.
Let's call it how it is. They're bench guys.
They're fantastic bench guys.
They are.
Yeah. I'd agree. All right. I'd have to map it out and really think about this roster to see where Randall fits. Like, all right, wait.
The center position makes me nervous.
Wait, let's just talk about
their center. You're gonna have to guard big men.
Point guard is Brunson. Shooting guard is who? Is it?
Yeah, I'm getting tripped up on this too.
So
let's skip that.
What I'm confused about, wait.
We have.
What I'm confused about is Bridges, OG, and Randall. Seems
I
like.
I think we have to play positionless basketball right here.
That's what I'm saying. There's three forwards for two forward spots. Unless you play small ball with Randall.
Might have
how tall
Randall.
How tall is Randall?
I mean, you could put OG at the two, right?
And then who's point guard?
I mean, that would be big. No, Brunson one, OG
oh
two.
Julius Randall. Oh yeah, wait
Bridges three, Randall four, Robinson five, or you go small and you go Brunson, Hart, or DiVincenzo, OG, Bridges, Randall. That works.
So it's basically like
have to invest in a backup center.
It's like let's
like if Randall can play the five a little bit, if he can tread water, then it works.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Nice. 6'8".
Yeah, it's a little smaller than I would have hoped.
I like you could put freaking OG on anybody though.
That's the thing. He could guard pretty much anyone besides, like, Giannis. And who can guard Giannis?
And no one can guard Giannis.
This will be interesting to see what they do with Randall now. I mean, I thought it was kind of consensus that he was going to get traded. But, see, I mean, is there any news about him? This says, the Right Way Network. The headline says, Julius Randle will be traded to the Philadelphia 76ers in 2025. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Does that mean during the season?
I guess.
Weird.
Probably doesn't work. I know. Curious. Very curious.
Kenny Smith is Julius. Oh, wait. All right. Let's move on from good old Randall. Good team, though. Knicks talk. They're going to be good. They're going to give Boston a run for their money. I don't think I don't. I, who knows if they beat him? Like, let's. Who knows what the teams look like? We still haven't done free agency. So, but let's get the championship parade ready. Let's map it out in New York.
I forgot how much I hate them. I really like the basketball team though.
This next pick.
I never felt that much of a disconnect.
We're moving on. This next pick, pick 26, OKC trades up, gets Dylan Jones out of Weber State, senior. They just got a guy who scores 20 points a game. How do we just let OKC keep getting these guys? Why are we doing this?
Shades of Grant Williams crossed with Julius Randle. Woof. Clutch Gene, Tank. Yeah.
Love that. Tank is a fire to
add. Like that. I like that.
Floating game, too.
Floating game,
all right. Yeah. Like, you gotta be shitting me here. First, we let him get all these picks. And then they're like, oh, what are they gonna do?
And he went to Weber State.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Like, hey, yeah, this guy could be ass. But it's when you have. It's funny, though. When you walk away, like, I feel like OKC, no matter what, they walk away with an A-plus grade. Like, every year.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be the one seed for like the next 10 years. All right. Terrence Shannon also went to Minnesota. His name got cleared. So
he did get cleared, yeah.
One of the oldest guys in the draft. Should be a solid, another guy that they got with Robert Dillingham who will play next year. They're getting more and more expensive every year. So to get a guy in the end of the first round makes it a cheap contract. Already 24 years old. Should be solid. Like I could see him being solid.
Yeah. I could too. I mean he was great at Illinois.
Yeah, he was. Ryan Dunn for the Suns. Great pick. Good defense. They need defense. They need a guard. Boom. Moved on. All right. Celtics. They end the first round with Baylor Shireman. What I like, I mean, you already said it. He shoots the lights out, 38% shooting. He attempted, do you have it up? Did you already look?
I do have it up, yeah.
8.3 attempts a game. He's a center. This guy's crazy. Or a power forward. But this guy's crazy.
Oh, he's not a center. He's like 6'6".
All right, so he's a small.
Did they say he's a power forward? No,
so.
He's not a power forward. He's a guard.
No way.
Yes, he is.
No way.
I promise you that he's a guard. I remember watching him in the tournament.
I'm looking up his position. Guard. All right, cool. Shooting guard.
He's not a power forward.
Well, he's tall, and he's big.
I love the minuses. He's not a great athlete. He dunks only when he has space. That's and he's funny. Limited defensively with heavy feet moving laterally. That's you right. Look at a picture of him and you're like, yep, that checks out.
Yeah, that describes him. Hey.
I could have told you that without watching the game.
All I gotta say though, I mean, tall, gets a lot of rebounds, shoots the lights out of the three. Sounds like a Celtics player to me. Already 24.
Oh, no, yeah. And I like the pick.
Yeah.
You think he's a goofy looking guy?
He's definitely a goofy looking fella. He's got one of those faces where it's not a good athlete face.
Yeah.
All right.
He looks like a kid in a movie who would like get bullied, kind of.
And then grow up to play on the Boston Celtics. Like I showed them.
Right. You're still ugly, Baylor.
I do love the pick though. I think he'll play right away. I think he's not young, you know, he's already shooting the lights out. Celtics are expensive. They need a guy who can play right away. So I like the pick. Alright. Knicks also, while we were talking about the Knicks, I forgot that they got Tyler Kolek out of
Out
of Marquette.
Dog from Marquette.
That's a sweet.
The second round is just like always the run of the most epic tournament players.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he's one of them.
Round, you had like Dannon, Shireman, Kolek, Filipowski, just like boom, 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 boom.
He's going to be backup point guard for them. That's a great pick.
Kolek, yeah.
Yeah, I love that pick.
I don't know how it works. Like, these guys, and we say this every year, and nothing changes, so they must just not pan out.
But, like, the guys in the tournament that just do really well and are older.
Yeah. Let me see who else. Like, there are other names that I recognize.
Like Johnny Furphy?
Jamal Shedd from Houston got drafted. Cam Spencer!
Yeah, Cam Spencer got drafted.
53.
Oh, wait, I got...
Dude, I would have done things for Cam Spencer.
He went to the Pistons.
Is that the Pistons or is that a trade? From Knicks via Grizzlies.
I was going to say, I thought he went to the Grizzlies.
Went to the Grizzlies.
Yeah. He's a... I mean...
I was looking at ESPN and they don't update the logos.
No, it's terrible.
So annoying.
He's going to be a role player. Like, this says shades of Pat Connaughton. I absolutely love that comparison. I think he's going to be around. Like, he's just going to be a guy who's going to be around. He's not going to be an all-star. He's not going to be a fringe all-star, but he'll be on competitive teams and he's going to shoot the ball very well and play with a hell of a mentality. Him going with Marcus Smart just is going to build that. They're just going to, like, they might beat each other up in the middle of the game. and it's funny, like, it doesn't feel like this. It felt like it was coming up when Dylan Brooks was good and when the Memphis Grizzlies were the 2 seed. But, like, the Grit and Grind Grizzlies and, like, the what was their nickname? It wasn't Grit and Grind, was it?
Yeah, when it was like Tony Allen and Randolph Conley. Yep. What were they called?
It was something like that. Or it was like the Grit and Grind era. It might have even been Grit and Grind.
Tony Allen was the Grind Father.
The Grind Father. That's awesome.
All right. Yeah. The Pistons had a name too.
The
Bad Boys, but like the early 2000s.
I'm looking up what they called the Grizzlies. Oh. Like, yeah, Grit and Grind. Yeah, they were known for their grit and grind.
Grind?
Style.
Okay.
Yeah, Grit and Grind. So he embodies the Grit and Grind. If you're trying to get back to that, and that's trying to be your culture, this is the type of guy who will create that culture. Dan Hurley has said that he's a mini-me on the court. So you're like, if that's true, not even basketball intelligence wise, just intensity wise, that's a home run pick in the second round. 53rd pick for this guy. Like, come on.
I know.
I mean,
going to work Pistons.
That is awesome. I remember, it's funny. It still goes up our first ever Apple pod. When we had it on Apple instead of, or when we switched off of, not first ever Apple Pod, but when we switched off of SoundCloud and moved to RSS, what I'm doing now, the first ever episode was called The Run and Gun Clips. And I don't remember why it was called The Run and Gun Clips, but every time I upload a new podcast, for some reason it starts at that and I have to scroll up. So every time I just see The Run and Gun Clips. All right, but right before we get to the big fish and end this pod, the Celtics had the chance to do the funniest thing ever, and I think if they said it, so if so,
damn it. I didn't even notice that
they. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Lakers had the 55th pick. They of course took LeBron James Jr. and the 54th pick, some senior out of Gonzaga, which. No idea. I don't know anything about him, but another older guy who can play right away. So I'll take it. And he could shoot 42% from three. He only shoots like 1 3 a game now. Anywho, if Danny Ainge was the GM, they're taking LeBron James Jr. And during the... So on Twitter.
Brad's too, like, down to earth.
Yeah, he's too nice. He's way too nice. And he's like, well, we'd miss out on Anton Watson. This guy's a dog. That's what he said, yeah. Maybe the most interesting part of this second round the whole time, and part of the later half of the first round, was, of course, where is Mr. LeBron James Jr. going to fall? And it's the middle of the second round. It's going underway. And if you're watching the draft, like me, you're watching it and you also have Twitter scrolled up and like looking through everything and seeing all the rumors and everything. And Rich Paul apparently was calling NBA teams and telling him, if you draft LeBron James Jr., he will play in Australia and he will not play for you and he will play in Australia. And so apparently he said that. So it's funny. It was the only teams he didn't call were the Lakers, of course, and the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, really? Does that mean that LeBron was considering going to Phoenix?
I guess so. Which I don't know if you know how that would work. He had to sign for a vet min, right?
Idea.
But either way, the storybook ending comes to a close. LeBron James Jr. is playing with his dad. And you gotta be a hater to say that's not cool, right?
It's so cool.
It's maybe one of the coolest things that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Like an cool NBA player who not only just, I mean, I guess it makes sense that he would be the guy who does it, but an NBA player is playing with his son. Currently playing with his son on the same roster. I think it's great. I don't know how he's going to play as a basketball player. I don't think it matters. I don't think it mattered throughout this whole time. Yeah. Like, it never mattered.
Or like the first time they get on the court together will be awesome.
Yeah. And the first pass that they make to each other, it's going to be, everything's going to be documented. It's going to be so historic and it's going to be fun. And you got to be eating sour grapes if you think that it's lame.
Yeah. Even like the biggest LeBron hater in the world.
Yeah. You got to admit that it's cool.
Like, dude's kid.
Yeah, exactly. And
now, is this good for Bronny? That's another conversation.
Probably not.
But
I mean,
yeah,
I saw a great Reddit post. I mean, it's funny. I don't even have Reddit. It was just on Twitter, but it was a Reddit post. And it says, what is LeBron? Like, it was before the draft, but it was like, if LeBron and his son play together, what does he call him on the court? Hey, yo, LeBron, pass the ball. Hey, I got you, LeBron. Yeah, Dad.
Dad, I'm open.
Yeah, exactly. Dad, I'm open. Dad, I'm open. All the other, dude, I gotta say, if you're
Paul connects, like, fuck you, little boy.
Yo, oh yeah. If you're Max, if you're Max Christie, you're like, this guy. Yeah. I hate this guy. Like, I've been waiting 3 years to play for this Lakers team, and he's gonna play. You know, he's gonna play at some point. So Max Christie's gotta be like punching a wall right now. It's funny, though. You look at his stats, and, like, everyone was talking about his stats before the draft. Like, if his name's not LeBron James Jr., where does he go? Let's see. What if his name was LeBron A?
He's back to USC.
What if his name was LeBron A? LeBron A Francois.
Would Jamais.
Jamais James. Would he be going number one? Would Jamais James be going number one?
Be going at least top half of the first.
He's going to the Hornets. He's going to the Hornets if that happens. If his name
doesn't shoot the three ball very well.
Oh, but he can learn.
Room to grow.
He's
versatile.
Yeah, oh, great defender.
Play 1-5.
Yep.
Great off-ball defense. Solid playmaker. Hustles.
Oh, that's how it'd go. They'd find a way to spin it where it's like, well, this guy's got the worlds of potential.
Also, speaking of the French guys, where are the French guys getting like 20 a game? Like, whooping up on these dudes that we're drafting. How good are they?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, how...
Are they just old?
How old could they possibly be? Like,
I don't know. It might be the same thing where it's like, nobody wants to draft, like, Terrence Shannon because he's 25. Even though he's the one dominating, like...
Oh, yeah, because he's dominated a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Cody Williams. Like, he's working with like Cody Williams.
Dude, he's, like, working a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Like, yeah, congrats, dude. You're 7 years older. Oh. Which, I guess now that I say that out loud, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense in the French league,
like,
too.
I want to know who these freaking French dudes are.
No, but it makes...
Schooling the top picks in the NBA draft.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point. And it's a
I
weird...
I want one of those guys.
Yeah,
where's freaking Frenchman?
Yeah, where's the free agents?
25 and 12.
Yeah, where are the free agent Frenchmen? That
I need one of them on the Wizards.
Exactly. Let's
take a flyer. Ask Sar, like, hey, who was your matchup nightmare?
Ask Sar, hey, who started over you, buddy? We'd love to know who started over you in Perth, who we could take. We'll draft him undrafted.
I forgot. He didn't play in France. He played in Australia.
Yeah, he played in Perth.
He didn't buzz French.
No, you have a great point. Yeah, like, why aren't these, I guess, I don't know. LeBron James was able to average, like, 20 in the NBA as an 18-year-old. That's all I got to say. And these French guys can't beat up on 35-year-old
well,
Frenchmen.
Can't compare. You can't compare LeBron to anybody.
Technically, I can compare LeBron and Richaché. They share the same category of number one NBA draft picks.
All right. Well. I still don't know if that's fair.
That's all right. You got
Are you going to compare like Andrew Luck to Eric Bicker?
No, they don't play the same position. Basketball, it's brutal. Everyone gets compared to everyone. I'm looking at Richaché again because we're making fun of the French, and it's shades of Harrison Barnes and Tobias Harris. That's his potential. Like, that's, like, what people are comparing. Dude. Oh, my God, bro. I mean, I guess Harrison Barnes is nice, but not number one pick nice.
This draft, you might take Harrison Barnes.
I think it's funny. I was thinking this the other day. Like, I tweeted this out.
If you look at the draft that this draft was compared to, horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I wonder, like... It might be terribly wrong. I don't know what his like college or foreign stats look like before he got drafted, but I think if Josh, like, you know, the Bulls traded for Josh Giddey with no picks, everyone was like, "Oh, I got no picks." I think Josh Giddey's like the number one pick in this draft.
Probably.
a defender who can shoot 3-pointers and is like a good frame,
but not very well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's foreign, like, he's definitely the number one pick in this draft.
That's, yeah, honestly.
I don't know what to do here with this draft. It's a really bad draft. Just a really bad draft. And
we convince ourselves that everybody from like 10 on was gonna be good though.
Oh yeah. That's the thing. This draft is bad, but I think the players are gonna be around for a while. Like, they're not gonna be
Yeah,
there's not,
I can see that.
The draft is bad because there's no all-stars.
There's stars.
Yeah, there's no stars. And there's going to be a lot. Like, I think we talked about Devin Carter. Like, I think Devin Carter is going to be playing in the NBA for, like, 8 years. And he'll be solid. He's not going to be anything special. He's not going to break the world. But he's going to be solid. Jared McCain, feel the same way. Don't connect, feel the same way. But... that's just this year's draft. I mean, it just was a bad crop of kids, which is pretty funny. Just to think about. Any final thoughts?
It is weird how that happens. Like, how do we get this whole batch of players that nobody's that good?
I was thinking about that. I was like, why? Yeah, what's
a whole freaking like year of guys being born that just aren't that great at basketball?
It's definitely weird.
What happened?
It's definitely strange.
It's not a year. Which makes it even more strange.
Yeah, it's like a collective. It's like
the age range is 7 years.
Yeah, that's
hot. Very odd.
It's strange. I guess because I don't know. Because Gigi Jackson didn't stay. Tell you right now, Gigi, you would have been number one pick for sure.
Gigi and Edie.
Yeah, Gigi and Edie.
Dream duo. That is John, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, it's the new superstars are in town. All right, I think we need to wrap it there. Hour and 30 on the draft, on the worst draft in NBA history.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening. We ran through pretty much every team. I feel bad for the teams that we didn't run through because we didn't like did a pretty deep job on every other team. But anyways, thank you all for listening. Hopefully your favorite player got drafted to your favorite team. see everyone on Tuesday.